Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
The big news right now impacting the city from a sports front is what could happen today in Topeka. It's the final day of the session. They could technically extend it, but it's veto session in Topeka, and that is the plan that the legislature is putting forward, and they're going to vote on at some point. That's the expectation today to lure the Chiefs and Royals, or
sports teams,
either.
As they put it.
Yeah, they didn't actually name the
Chiefs. They could
Chiefs
be trying to steal the Comets. You
That's
don't
right.
know.
That's true. That's very true. No, it is a plan that's pretty obvious, right? To put them in a position, if it passes today, to be able to have everything available to negotiate with either the Chiefs or both, I guess, and Royals about potentially building a stadium. And the details on it, the language of the actual bill is not available yet, so we don't know the full specifics, but based off of a committee hearing last night, they're looking to create a major star bond district. We've talked about that before. It's a tool that the state has, anticipated sales tax revenue. Basically, you're paying it off later down the road with sales tax in that area. And the key part, Cody, is 100% of the financing for a stadium. That was at least what was discussed
last
night.
That's a big number.
Minimum. So it was the way they worded it, was a minimum $1 billion investment for a 30,000+ seat stadium. Minimum a billion. We know the project for, let's say it's a new Arrowhead. It's a $3 to $4 billion project or whatever. But this doesn't mean it's happening, but this is also not a coincidence that 2 days after, now 3 days after, Clark Hunt, for the first time publicly, we played the audio yesterday, we can play it again, publicly acknowledged for the first time that renovation wasn't really their first plan anymore.
So on the chart of F around and find out, this is the find out portion, right? We'd all agree with that system. It wasn't a threat, and I think this is kind of important about it. Kansas is really going to try to steal these teams. Still doesn't mean they will. It doesn't mean they'll be successful.
Right.
But they're not going to sit around and wait and slow crawl this thing, because the whole, like, the leases are up in 2031. That is not the timeline the teams are operating on. Teams do not just wait. This is not like Drew's lease at his old apartment where he gets to just like be in it till the last day and then the next day be in his next place. That's not how any of these deals work. They do not like to work in that finite time. The Chiefs do not want to have to like ask the Truman Sports Complex for an extension of the lease or go play at Lawrence Stadium for a year while their new one is finished being built. They don't want to do all that. They want their new digs, hypothetically, built before the old one is up. And so you don't have till 2031 to figure this out. It is not insignificant. And honestly, this is the whole point of what we were talking about, is if you decided by voting, you had a choice. You didn't think that the plans made sense or they gave enough detail. I totally understand that. We agree on a lot of the parts of the things they did wrong. The part that I think we were talking about on this show that are very true are, if you chose that option, you have now started the process of they will look at other options.
Yeah, and it's here now. It's happening now that they get to be essentially a free agent and check out what's going on. And the state of Kansas is prepared potentially today to pass a bill that would make it a lot easier for them to negotiate and say, here's everything we can offer you.
Yeah. Now, just a whole pile of money.
And we
Scrooge McDuck pile of gold coins for you, please.
It doesn't mean that the state of Missouri can't counter and say, hey, we got to get moving now. The state of Kansas is willing to give them blank. Now we know what it is. What's our counter to that? And that's why I still think, go back to April 2nd. I know that particular night, right, a lot of hurt egos in the room, and it was embarrassing for the teams. The individuals that celebrated the win on April 2nd are not actually the biggest winners of the result on April 2nd. The biggest winners on April 2nd were still the teams. It didn't feel like that in the moment, right? It was an ego hit. They were embarrassed, probably. It wasn't a great campaign.
Yep.
The biggest winner, though, was still the Chiefs and the Royals. For what is happening, the reason what is happening right now, which is that other municipalities, other states in this case, Kansas, are willing to put forward a heck of an offer, it looks like, if this passes today, which would allow both the governor and Secretary of Commerce in Kansas to say, here's everything that I can utilize to present an offer when that time comes to negotiate during the summer. Because the session ends, remember, in Kansas, the next session doesn't start. It's not year-round. There's only a couple states that are year-round. So they wouldn't have a session again until January. So it's important that they get something passed today. They have the access to these funds, this bond district, and that way they can use that over the next 6+ months or whatever, if and when those negotiations truly do happen with the Chiefs. So it's significant news.
This is paying exactly the same way that they were asking to pay before, because like the way it works is it's a sales tax in your district, right? That's how the Royals and Chiefs were going to get their money out of Jackson County. Inside of Jackson County, there'd be a sales tax and then you'd pay it. Inside of this star district, and we don't know how big or wide that would be, and they have not specifically said it would be in Legends, although I guess that's where I'd assume.
That's where everybody assumes it would be, yep.
You would pay a premium every time you were in that area or spending money in that area, and that money would go back, essentially just paying the county back for all the money they lended it. It works the exact same way, just Kansas would be paying for it instead of Missouri. I know it's not exactly the same way, but it's the general concept. You pay a sales tax for being in that area to help pay for the sports teams. The difference is the Chiefs might have negotiated a sad $350 million renovation into a brand new $3.5 billion stadium they don't have to pay for. They're not even offering the chip-in yet like they were in the Jackson County side of things. I do think that this could make it slightly easier for the Royals to negotiate with Jackson County if the Chiefs moved forward on the Kansas side of things to go in there. But man, this is why I told you I didn't think the teams were going anywhere yet, because look how thirsty Kansas is. They're out here looking to approve something today that straight up says, we'll pay for it all. We'll give you every penny you want, Chiefs and Royals. Whatever, however many dollars you need, we got you. So that makes it hard to think they're leaving the area, doesn't it? Like if Kansas is willing to pay for everything.
And that should be the number one priority for everybody. I don't care what side of the state line that you're on. If you're in Missouri or in Kansas, to me, the number one thing is always about making sure both teams don't leave the KC area. And you and I have been pretty consistent on saying,
I don't want them to leave KC.
We don't think that is really what's at stake yet. That, to me, is another failed vote away from actually being a problem. And this option wouldn't require a public vote.
No.
If in fact, this passes today and then the Chiefs actually negotiate with Kansas and they choose to go that path, it would not require a public vote. That's the beautiful thing with the star bonds. Now, I say beautiful thing. That's my opinion. Others will say that's terrible and the people should decide. I'm just saying, if you're Kansas and you have Sporting KC right now, but you've never had one of the major three sports leagues in your state, and you have an opportunity to get one, this might be truly your one time you have a chance to do this. Your one time. And that's why you had some representatives last night, including Sean Tarwater. Just listen to his answer. He was asked, I think it was Channel 9 was up in Topeka last night. He was asked, what would you say to voters in Missouri that did not pass that 3/8-cent sales tax extension back on April 2nd?
And what do you say to Missouri voters who are hoping for a better deal who voted this down?
Thanks.
They're giddy.
Wow,
they're giddy.
That was a kind of a flex there a little bit. Thanks.
They are giddy about the opportunity. How can you not? So we'll see. This doesn't mean anything's definitive. We'll update you on anything happening in Topeka. Senate started back up around 9 a.m. today. Nothing has happened. The bill has not come to the Senate floor.
It's like kicking in or like they doing other stuff?
Other business, man. Other state business, you know?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.